a revolution is about to happen in mobile telephony. A satellite was launched on September the 9th by a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. Aboard were 34 Starlink satellites and also a big, big satellite, well, it will be in a few days' time, called Blue Walker 3. Now, when unfurled, Blue Walker 3's antenna will have an area of 64 square meters. 64 square meters. That's the size of a singles squash court. Now, it's designed to test new technology to provide global cellular service directly from space. You would be able to use your mobile telephone to access 4G and 5G data even when out of range of terrestrial networks. And don't we know about that here in Australia? At least 100 of the giant satellites would be required for full global coverage. Well, Blue Walker 3 is at an altitude of 500 kilometres in an inclination to the equator of 53 degrees. This means that it will be visible from the ground to observers between 70 degrees north and 70 degrees south latitude. Now, just how bright it will appear in our sky is unknown, but it will likely outshine Venus, Jupiter, and all of the stars. Now, this is a worry for astronomers who already have to contend with hundreds of Starlink satellites, what I call the cockroaches of the sky. The company behind the project is AST Space Mobile. It has three control centres, one of them here in Australia. Operational satellites will be larger and will be called Bluebird. Initial tests of the technology were carried out in 2019 by a small satellite called Blue Walker 1. Another satellite called Blue Walker 2 had been planned for launch in 2020, but appears to have been cancelled. Now, AST Space Mobile reported on October the 3rd that it plans to unfold the array in the second half of this month. At present, Blue Walker 3 is visible from Melbourne in our pre-dawn sky. From Friday, it will also be visible in our evening sky. So if you want to see it, ask your web browser to search for Heavens Above. That's Heavens hyphen Above. And then follow the link to the Blue Walker 3 visible passes. There's a link there right on their front page. So that's Heavens hyphen Above. And then you'll come to a website which gives you satellite predictions. And one of them is for Blue Walker 3. And you'll be able to see exactly when and where to look. Well, courtesy of AST Space Mobile, we have this explanation of Blue Walker 3.
What if your phone could stay connected almost anywhere? At AST Space Mobile, we're building a space-based cellular broadband network designed to work with the more than 5 billion phones in use today. We want to significantly expand coverage, connect the unconnected, and help people stay online where, when, and how it matters most. To get to a new era of connectivity, we built a test satellite called Blue Walker 3. Blue Walker 3 has an area of 64 square meters. We designed its mission to create and test the technologies we'd need for our planned commercial service. The satellite is comprised of a large, flat, thin array built from identical components called microns. Solar cells collect energy on one side, and on the other side, many small antennas form a phased array. These antennas work together to form tight communications beams. And these beams are an efficient way to push a strong signal far away, such as from space to Earth. Blue Walker 3 is designed to beam cells of coverage onto the ground, like those created by a terrestrial cell tower. This should help ordinary phones see Blue Walker 3 without any modifications. Its large array can also hear feeble cell phone signals hundreds of kilometers away. Blue Walker 3 won't launch flat like this, though. We've designed Blue Walker 3 to fold into a cube and sit on top of a rocket. The rocket's job is to put Blue Walker 3 into orbit by accelerating the satellite to about 28,000 kilometers per hour, hundreds of kilometers above the planet. After liftoff, it takes about an hour for the satellite to reach its new home in low Earth orbit. At this point, the rocket releases Blue Walker 3. The next step is for our engineers to contact the spacecraft, orient it to regulate power and temperature, and give its systems a checkup. At the right moment, we plan to direct the satellite to automatically unfold. The unfolding process is powered by energy stored in hinges that connect the microns together. Blue Walker 3's orbit allows it to circle Earth about every 90 minutes. Our engineers will take things slow and steady with this unprecedented mission to learn as much as we can. We've scheduled a rigorous test program to ensure our satellite is doing everything it needs to do. Following that, we aim to work with mobile network operators to fine-tune ground equipment, software, and operations. An experimental license from the Federal Communications Commission in the United States allows us to test in Texas and Hawaii. We have testing planned globally too, across all six inhabited continents. And if all goes well, we'll make the first cellular broadband connections from a satellite directly to ordinary mobile phones. A major step towards building the world's first space-based cellular broadband network.
So, we need to go out and have a look. It's going to be bright. Much brighter than the International Space Station, but just how bright, we don't know. One side of this huge squash quart-sized solar array is solar cells, and they'll be facing upwards towards the sun. Facing downwards toward us will be the actual antennae, and they are not, well, they shouldn't be as bright, but we'll have a look and see. This is the Space Show.